Congregation Beth Torah in Overland Park, Kansas. I'm Marv. It's Sunday, November 4th, 2007. On our October 1st program, Rabbi Vered Harris talked about study and learning as entrances into connection with our Jewish heritage and community. Then on October 14th, Rabbi Mark Levin gave us his perspective. This time, Beth Torah music director Linda Matoran Sweeney.
Is it possible that music is the easiest way to get there, wherever there is?
Well, I think that music gives people a visceral reaction. There's something about music, and I don't really know what it is, but people respond not with their heads necessarily or with their hearts, but with it's more of a physical response. And I think that it does enable people to jump a level up in spirituality in terms of their expression, because there's something so intangible about doing it. And everybody can sing. Everyone can sing. It doesn't matter whether you sound like Kermit the Frog or Pavarotti. Everyone can open their mouths and sing. And there's something very freeing about that, I think, in terms of expressing emotion. And so what I've seen with music in the synagogue is when somebody's kind of pent up emotionally, there's sometimes a song or a certain passage in a song that suddenly will release something for some unknown reason that releases that emotion or releases that feeling and allows people to express themselves in a way that maybe they haven't before. So I think that it functions on two levels in terms of religious expression. I think that the model for years, the original model for music was that everybody participated. You know, in ancient times, everybody sang, and then eventually it evolved to this model of the Hazan expressing prayer for the rest of the congregation. And I think that, for me, that's okay sometimes, because sometimes I just want to listen. There are times when I definitely want to listen, and I think there are times when people in the congregation want to listen. But for me, at least, I never like the idea of somebody else praying for me, doing it for me. I want to pray. And if I'm in the congregation, I don't want to sit there and listen to somebody else praying for me. I want somebody who is leading things and sort of providing a conduit for me to express myself, but I don't want somebody else doing it for me. So I think the model that we use at Beth Torah in terms of everyone participating in the singing is really comfortable for me, because I think that that allows everybody else to express in their own way through the music their spirituality.
Beth Torah Music Director Linda Matoran Sweeney. If you have comments, questions, or suggestions for these programs, or something for us to ask Linda or the rabbis, write BethTorahPodcast@gmail.com. Lots of possibilities. Your input is encouraged. Get automatic updates whenever there's something new to hear from CBT. It's free, easy, and you can find out how at BethTorah.blogspot.com. Please tell friends about us and how easy it is to listen. And until next time, thanks for listening.